This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We do have important breaking news for you right now. CNN has learned that former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort will surrender today in special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. As you know, we've been talking about this morning. There was great speculation about who might be charged, and now CNN has this reporting. CNN's Evan Perez joins us with all of the breaking details. What have you learned, Evan?
Well, Allison, later today we expect that this indictment is going to be unsealed in federal court here in Washington, but Paul Manafort is planning to turn himself in to the FBI for processing and then for the court proceedings to take place later today. Again, later this morning we expect that Paul Manafort will turn himself in to the FBI and will learn more about the charges. At this point, we do not know the charges. They're still under seal, as we previously reported. These indictments had been approved by the grand jury last week on Friday, and we had expected that today, at least today, we'd see some court action, perhaps the indictments being unsealed and the arrest being made. So now we now know that he is planning to turn himself in to the FBI. Now we also are told that there may be at least one other indictment that will be unsealed later today. We're trying to work to figure out what that is about, and we'll tell you more when we find out.
Well, there it is. We got breaking news, right, Scott? Because Manafort has already turned himself in, and CNN has kind of been ahead of this, and so you got to give them some credit that they knew this indictment was coming down. And the fact is that Manafort has already turned himself in. He's arrived at FBI headquarters to surrender to authorities as the Mueller grand jury indicts him and former business partner Rick Gates in first charges from the special counsel probe. So for all the conjecture and all that everybody thought could possibly happen, it is Paul Manafort being that first chess piece that falls. And, of course, we're going to be talking more about that. We've got coming up Megan Barth, and also former U.S. Congressman Bob Beaupre out of Colorado is going to be with us as well to talk about all things GOP. Last night, of course, what a baseball game, huh?
Well, before we go to that, who the other person involved in getting charges is Rick Gates, right?
Yeah, Rick Gates. Yes, I mentioned that.
Yep, okay.
Yep,
yep, yep. Okay.
Yeah, he's his former business partner. And so this is all about the money. And I'm sure what's going to happen right away, the knee-jerk reaction is going, well, wait a minute, probably the kind of money that Manafort got is chump change compared to what happened with the Clinton Foundation. And we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
I don't know if you want to. I don't like when everybody else does that, so I don't know if I want to, do
well,
it.
But
they
no.
Did, so,
Well, what we're saying is that it's just, and of course, this is a process. I mean, how long has the Mueller, special counsel team been together? And so they've been working, and then now it's just that you've got the Clinton stuff right in the crosshairs. So that's the natural question. That's why I said this is going to come up.
My guess is it's going to have absolutely nothing to do with Russia. It's going to be charges about, taxes, something, didn't pay taxes on something, something along those lines. So I'm willing to bet that Russia isn't even part of the charges. So, and that's what the whole probe started as. So.
Well, that's the nature of these special counsels, is that like Bill Clinton, when you think about what happened with Bill Clinton, it went from, Whitewater to Monica Lewinsky. And so that was quite the ride. So, this is it's a probe. And when it's a probe, they're just, they're probing, right? But meanwhile, as I started to say, what a baseball game last night, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm in California here, so I'm in Dodger headquarters, and oh, my goodness, the emotions that were all over the place at the sports bar that we were at last night. It was most incredible. Extra innings, And 3-2, Houston Astros coming to L.A., so stay tuned. Hey, we've got more. Stay with us, America. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. You better stop.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Oh, what a night it was. I'm telling you. Let's bring Megan Barth here right now. Megan, of course, the proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing great. I'm up early for you, even after that long baseball game.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a game. I'm in California, and so I'm here in Dodger Town just about, you know, and I was at a sports bar last night till late, and the fans were going nuts. You talk about a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Great series.
Yes, yeah. It has been. Yeah, and so good for them. So they come back to L.A., and two more games, and we'll see if the Dodgers can hold serve here. But, man, I'm telling you, just, you know, I'm sure the pitchers on both sides are in therapy this morning. He's like, what do we do? You know, we're throwing 104 miles an hour, and they're still, you know, they're turning on the ball and getting it. You know, it's like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's going to be a fight.
Yeah, so good fun. Well, it's hey, we got the news that Manafort is the first one to go down, along with his business partner Rick Gates, on this special counsel, probe from Robert Mueller, and so he's already turned himself into FBI headquarters. I guess avoid the rush, get there for the morning coffee.
Yes, but did he have intent to commit tax fraud? I think that's what the charges are going to be brought upon Paul Manafort and his partner. It looks like tax evasion or tax fraud has nothing to do with Russian collusion.
Yes, right.
By the Trump campaign. Mm-hmm. But again, I mean, like Comey, who read intent or created intent into the espionage statute in order to exonerate Hillary Clinton, let's see if the new FBI director creates intent in this.
It's just a reckless mishandling of a decimal point or two. What's the issue, right?
Right. We had Paul Geithner. If you remember Paul Geithner.
Mm, yes, exactly. He was so far in arrears and going, hey, I'm gonna go ahead and run the country's economic system here. You know, I'm gonna go be the treasurer they're saying, hey,
if you look at the amount of taxes that Democrats haven't paid into the Treasury, including Al Sharpton, it totals tens of millions of dollars.
Oh, plus tax and license, no doubt about it. You know, Megan, this is the thing. It's interesting. And I hate this stuff. I hate the comparative. I mean, you know, everybody just needs to understand, if you're a Democrat, you get away with murder. If you're a Republican, they're going to pin you, you know, down right away. But, because if Geithner would have been a Republican, he'd have been gone. He'd have been, you know, they wouldn't even, he wouldn't have been up for nomination. We're not going to weather this deal. But the Democrats are like, oh, it's just a minor problem. It's just, reckless mishandling of his tax issues. So we're going to forgive him that and then still let him be the Secretary of the Treasury, right?
Right. Yeah. The Secretary of the Treasury, if you're a Democrat, can can evade paying taxes. I mean,
yeah, but the Republicans would have sent him off. You know, he'd have been on timeout and doing everything he could to, you know, avoid jail time. You know, it's just amazing the contrast of the two. You know, it's like people are going to, you know, it's probably why some of the Republicans said, look, I'm just going to be establishment. You know, forget about the party because the party doesn't help me anyway. They're not standing behind me. If I get in trouble, they're just going to, you know, they're going to get rid of me as fast as they can.
Jeff Sessions, I keep asking this question, and it looks like Donald Trump, through his tweets yesterday and over the weekend, is somewhat asking this question, although not directly, especially when it comes to the Uranium One scandal, which implicates Mueller directly into the either the cover-up of the investigation at a time when the FBI was investigating Uranium One for bribery, extortion, fraud, etc. They allowed the FBI under Mueller's direction allowed the Hillary Clinton's camp to sell 20% of our uranium to Putin's government or an organization tied to Putin's government. And thankfully, though, we did lift the gag order off the FBI informant who worked for the FBI as an informant for 4 years. Then was placed under an illegal gag order by Loretta Lynch. So now his gag order's been lifted, and he can tell the Congress exactly what he learned over the 4 years of an FBI informant related to the quid pro quo dealings of the Clinton Foundation and the Uranium One bankers and board members, and how the Clinton Foundation made $45 million around the same time. Mm-hmm. We sold off 20% of our reserves. Bill Clinton made $500,000 for a speech given to the bank, which was responsible for most of the financing in this Uranium One deal.
Yeah, but you don't want to, you know, look at that because it looks like a duck and talks like a duck and walks like a duck. So we just move on, and we've been turning our head on that for, 7 years now?
Well, I'm not surprised that the Barack Obama administration turned their head to the crimes and misdemeanors related to their own administration. I mean, we've got an administration who was paid for out of the Organizing for America bank account, paid for the fake Russian dossier. And the Russian dossier, we assume and presume, was used for the FISA court warrant, which wiretapped Trump Towers and unmasked hundreds of people, private citizens, related to or around the Trump campaign. So I'm really surprised that Barack Obama's administration covered this up. They covered up plenty of things from the American public. But we need to start exposing these fraudsters and these criminals within the last administration, and we need to do so expeditiously.
Exactly, and that's where, you know, the call for Jeff Sessions comes up time and again. It's like, what are you doing, buddy? This stuff's been out here, and this is going full blast. So, we'll see how things develop this week and what he does, because it's not only Mueller. You got Rosenstein involved. You've got Comey involved. You've got, even President Obama, and as you say, he turned his head because I think his goal of his legacy was to be scandal-free. And how he had the audacity to come out and tell the public, yeah, this has been a scandal-free administration, you're going, where have you been the last 8 years to come up with that scenario?
Right. Well, whatever he says is the truth because the press will carry it. We don't have an investigative press corps anymore. We have a press corps which works on behalf of a political party instead of behalf on the American people by providing them the truth.
Exactly.
They talked about Russia, 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 and the Trump collusion with Russia and the campaign collusion with Russia for nearly a year. And then all of a sudden stopped talking about it when actually the Russian collusion didn't point to Trump. It pointed directly to Hillary Clinton and the Barack Obama administration.
And, of course, the new reveal big time. I mean, you talk about the boomerang that's come back and hit them and landed right in their Oval Office. What are they going to do about this? But again, this is the question. You know, where's Jeff Sessions on this?
Yeah, where is Jeff Sessions? I appreciate that he's cleaning up our streets with MS-13 gang members. We need to clean up our streets, but we also need to clean up all of the crimes and misdemeanors committed by the last administration, so that we do have true justice and not an abuse of power.
Exactly. Well, Megan, this is what we've said, you know, and you and I have had this conversation many times. It was going to be on the other side after this past administration took place that there might be enough courage to address these issues that are glaringly sticking us right in the eyeball. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Sick of hair loss, thinning hair, bald spots? Ever thought about hair restoration? It's a life-changing decision. Thankfully, the first step is incredibly easy and absolutely free because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable their permanent solution to hair loss really is. Get yours by texting EASY44 to 85850. You'll see for free just how great your hair could look. Plus, we'll also give you a free gift card when you text EASY44 to 85850. Join the men and women all over the country who have come to Bosley, the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, for their permanent solution to hair loss. If you've ever thought about getting your hair back, don't miss this incredible offer. We're giving away an invaluable information kit absolutely free, plus a gift card for $250 off to everyone who texts EASY44 to 85850. That's EASY44 to 85850.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Was a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, that's what we want to know. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Just the way you like us. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Megan Barth is with us, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. But a lot all over the TV. And, of course, Uranium One was a big part of it. The anticipation of you know, who was going to be the first one to be indicted out of the Mueller case. And, of course, we know now it is Paul Manafort and his business partner, Rick Gates. Manafort turned himself over bright and early this morning. Didn't mess around. Let's just go and let's just deal with it. And as you say, Megan, after everything was all said and done, you know, but that's the case of special counsels. I mean, you remember with Bill Clinton, it started out with Whitewater and ended up with Monica.
Yeah, absolutely. But we still have a, you know, conflict of interest here, which goes way deep into the FBI. We have Mueller, who was involved in the investigation of Uranium One. We have Rod Rosenstein, who now has taken over the Russian collusion investigation, which this was supposed to be a part of. But we haven't had any evidence. And you would think after a year, if there was a shred of evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign, especially with all the wiretapping going on, we would know something. And yet Jeff Sessions still sits recused. Why is he recused?
Yes, exactly.
This is no longer really a Russian collusion investigation with the Trump campaign. And considering that, you know, Jeff Sessions was part of the Trump campaign and this investigation really has nothing to do with it, he should unrecuse himself and take over.
Well, it's not even a matter of unrecusing, Megan, to your point, and you're exactly right. It was all about the Russian collusion. No Russian collusion as far as the GOP is concerned or Trump. And now he should be able to go full steam ahead because that's been set aside.
Right. Where he could then fire Mueller or fire Rosenstein or fire Neil McCabe, who is also still in the FBI. There is a lot of swamp to drain within our intelligence agencies. And, geez, do you find it really odd, Bill, that another leak came out to CNN regarding these charges, which are supposed to be under seal of, you know, grand jury subpoenas are supposed to be under seal.
Right.
They're not supposed to be leaked. Well, who is the leaker in chief? Well, that was James Comey.
James Comey, exactly.
James Comey is best friends with Robert Mueller. So I'm sure over, you know, some cocktails over the weekend, perhaps James Comey could not resist leaking again to the press, which is, again, a felony.
And meanwhile, he just keeps running around with impunity.
Right. Where is Jeff Sessions?
Yeah,
he's lied
exactly.
to Congress. He lied to Congress in his testimony regarding his investigation of Hillary Clinton. He knew that he was going to exonerate her months before the final interviews of 14 witnesses were ever conducted. He lied to Congress. He even admitted leaking to the press.
Exactly. Setting this whole thing up so that he could get a special counsel. Yeah, there it is. And, you know, as Newt Gingrich said over the weekend, you know, the Clintons started this so-called Russian collusion scandal. And here it is. This may be the death nail on them, is what Newt Gingrich is saying.
Well, I think that most of the American people see all of the crimes and the fraud and the lies, and that we're hoping that justice will be served, because if it was any of us that did any a tenth of what Hillary Clinton or her campaign or Barack Obama's administration did, we would be in jail or we would be up in front of a grand jury. Again, James Comey is the one that created intent and read intent into the espionage statute in order to exonerate Hillary Clinton. And then he said, well, she didn't have it. Here's all the things that she did wrong and listed about 100 of them. But she had no intent, so no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute, which was also a nice little addendum to that decision. Because any reasonable prosecutor would prosecute if they read the law as it is written and not as how it wants it, how James Comey wrote it in order to exonerate his pal, Hillary Clinton. So Hillary Clinton actually violated the espionage statute. And if you or I did the same thing that she did, we would be looking at a very long, long sentence in Leavenworth.
Yeah, because we don't have the wherewithal to defend ourselves with a battalion of attorneys that they do, not to mention, you know, the mainstream media, because this is all part of the cabal, you know, that goes on in D.C. And the relationship, the sullied relationship that compromises their job for we the people. I mean, you know, they're there to do the reporting, to do the hard work, to document history. And here they are, you know. They're all sold out.
And you watch the meltdown after Judge Jeanine Pirro gave her opening statement on Saturday or Sunday, I don't recall, where she basically opened up with lock her up. It's now time to lock her up. And then you watch the mainstream media and MSNBC scream, oh, my God, it's official. We now have someone from the press screaming for, you know, the incarceration of Hillary Clinton. And I said 63 million people were chanting lock her up.
Yes.
This is not simply a Fox News report. This is the sentiment of 63 million people who ushered in an outsider in order to bring justice and uphold the law in equal parts, meaning that there is no one that is above the law, including the Clintons.
Well, you know, what's going to happen is Mueller is in, I mean, and the tough thing is you got the swamp themselves, you know, orchestrating this whole thing. That's what's coming out and people need to understand. So how much of a reveal or even a conviction are we going to get from that? I mean, right now it's easy pickings and they're hoping maybe, maybe Mueller and company are hoping that somehow they're going to be able to flip Manafort and, you know, get him to surrender some information that they haven't been able to confirm regarding Trump.
Well, that would be, I think, very highly unlikely. I mean, the only Russian collusion that we have outward proof of, if you even want to call it collusion, is a 10-minute meeting about adoption that was supposed to turn into an opposition research meeting, which the Russian agent didn't have, or lawyer, but also an agent of Putin, didn't have for Donald Trump Jr.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yes, exactly. No,
it's amazing to me the quid pro quo and the hundreds of millions of dollars that were transferred from agents or friends of Putin to the Clinton Foundation is not under the same scrutiny. That took place over months, not in a 10-minute meeting in Trump Tower.
And you actually have there, you know, a law that was broken, which should trigger a special counsel, and all that's being padded down. And you can't blame people for wondering, you know, when is something going to be done about this?
Well, I saw Trey Gowdy over the weekend on the shows, and I think he was with Chris Wallace, and he basically said on one hand that Mueller is compromised because of his dealings in Uranium One and because he was head of the FBI and, you know, chose to cover it up. But yet we should allow him to do his job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which is it, Trey?
Yeah. Now that seems a little...
their job that's compromised.
Exactly. Well, that seems a little weak, especially from Trey Gowdy. He seems a lot more solid than that. I mean, he may want to rethink that answer.
Well, I would think so, because... he's a prosecutor. He's a prosecutor from North Carolina or South Carolina. I don't recall which one. But nonetheless, he's a prosecutor. He would have to recuse himself if he had a personal relationship with any witness or what have you. Even the judge would have to recuse himself if he had a conflict of interest. We have a special prosecutor that has a conflict of interest. It's time for recusal and time for Jeff Sessions to unrecuse himself.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, and here it is in talking about, he also talked at length about the dossier and how that was all contrived. And, I think there's, some real associated liability with this for all, all the hay that the Democrats and Hillary Clinton has made over this dossier, right?
Oh, absolutely. I believe that's how they got the FISA warrant.
Yeah, and I think that's the other thing. It's going to be huge when it comes out. Megan Barth, thank you as always. Good to have you with us every week. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live, 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Sears. Fall is here, and that means it's the perfect time to get your home ready for the colder months as well as for the holidays. Just like you maintain your car, you need to maintain your home appliances and systems. As the nation's number one provider of appliance services, Sears Home Services suggests routine maintenance to help make sure your appliances run smoothly. Chip Wade, celebrity home designer and expert craftsman.
Help avoid breakdowns during the busy holiday season by maintaining your appliances properly. Clean your refrigerator's condenser coils twice a year, as dirty coils can lead to expensive repairs and cause the fridge to run inefficiently. As the weather gets colder, the last thing you want is for your heating system to conk out. Avoid this issue by inspecting the air filters in your furnace monthly during the fall and winter, and replace it if it's dirty.
Purchase needed maintenance parts via SearsPartsDirect.com. Or, if you prefer, do it for me, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall. There, you can schedule home services and learn about seasonal offerings. To learn more, visit SearsHomeServices.com/fall.
Sometimes, life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Those values you hold near and dear, and you should, because that those are the values that made America great to begin with. If we're going to be great again, and I think we could be even greater, that's the next chapter. But we're going back to realize where we missed the turn. And this is a tough process, because as we've maintained, many people like the government. As ineffective as it has been, it's worked very well in their favor. They've got the secret, handshake, the decoder ring, everything. It is just fine for them. But for we the people, no bueno. And this is why we've got to keep the pressure on the politicians and keep them honest as best we can, because this has to be a we the people kind of thing, because we can't count on the media. We already know what we're getting from them. It's just about 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Bob Beaupre, former congressman out of Colorado, and he's herding the buffalo, and all is well. And, are you out there, out there in the field, with the harmonica and, playing guitar music every once in a while to calm them down?
Not quite.
I don't know. I just suddenly I had that vision. I thought, well, maybe that's what's missing in the Beltway, is we need somebody with a harmonica and a guitar kind of calm these guys down. Boy, it's just absolute craziness, Bob. I mean, you've been in this situation, and you've been right there in the belly of the beast. And, boy, the GOP seems to be, Donald Trump more specifically, in calling out whether it's Jeff Flake or others, and just saying, look at you, are you for us or against us? And, you know, Bob Corker, the same thing. And he seems to be, you know, draining the swamp, and people are surprised that, you know, they're hearing this about Republicans. But, you know, we keep saying, look at the establishment's the establishment. It's, if anything's equal opportunity, it is the establishment, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true enough. You're spot on there. Well, these are strange times. There's no getting around it. I think, you know, with the rise of Donald Trump, his nomination and election, and now the administration, you are seeing some redefining, realigning of the conservatives and the Republican Party, and some are not entirely comfortable. What we're going to need to do at some point, this is kind of a, I think, as uncomfortable and sometimes as ugly as it is, it's kind of a natural evolution process in politics. So it's to be expected, especially with a personality as unique as Trump, that is now heading our party. But what we'll need to get back to, we're talking now about Republicans, broad definition, conservatives. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to get back to Reagan's big tent party.
Right.
You win elections by addition, not by subtraction. So while there will be some cleansing, if I can put it that way, some people that will go away and some new people that will sign up, at some point you do need to find a way to have a majority of voters that are with you, and certainly a majority in Congress if you're going to be able to govern.
Well, you got to trim back the bushes every once in a while. And interesting, I should say bushes, but you know, you got to trim them, as you know. And being a businessman yourself, Bob, what has happened is the country has abandoned its main priorities for a long time. And what any good businessman, especially a CEO, will do is take that organization back to that fork in the road when they made the wrong turn. And I believe this is what Donald Trump is doing. And it's tough because you've got an institution like this government, as massive as it is, as you're well aware, it's a tough thing to do, not to mention, you know, that you've got the obvious Democratic resistance, but then you have that deep swamp resistance that's putting a stick in his spokes at every turn.
Well, you're spot on, Bill. You know, all those big tall buildings in Washington, D.C., and that expensive real estate is occupied by people that are making a living off of the government the way it works right now.
Mm-hmm.
They have an enormous vested interest in not reforming and not changing and not getting back to the fundamental principles that made this country the greatest in the world and the envy of all the world.
Right.
One thing, unfortunately, that neither Democrats nor Republicans have found a way to do is to do legitimate reform, to skinny up government, to reduce government's reach and spending. And you know, the thing I don't think we talk about enough, the infringement on our freedom of government.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't supposed to be that way.
Exactly.
It certainly has become that way.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, you know, and the thing we keep talking about, you know, to your point, first of all, about, you know, the budget and everything, is that, you know, we're sitting here arguing we were a $3 trillion business and now we're at $4 trillion, and somehow we're talking cutting things back. And I know for Donald Trump, he's kind of going in with the Reagan economic model, and that is that, look, if I can drive the top line, the bottom line will take care of itself. Now, that's partially true. But meanwhile, there's a lot of things that we can do, you know, if we're just mildly disciplined, if we, you know, just begin to look at the waste and the fraud that has taken place.
Oh, and we all see it every day. I mean, you don't have to look very hard to find reports on waste and abuse and places where the federal government spends enormous amounts of money, and you scratch your head and say, how can that happen? But nobody seems to be able to grab a hold of the reins and pull back and bring it to a halt. It does drive you absolutely mad. And yet the obvious stuff where we could be doing a little bit better, helping our veterans, doing more, much more efficient, much more targeted spending on our military and our intelligence communities. I'm driving on highways right now as you and I speak. Our transportation system needs an enormous amount of attention, and we never seem to have the funds to do that. Out of $4 trillion, you'd think you'd be able to take care of some of the obvious, but that's, I think to the average Joe out here, that's what underscores the reason why there's a lot of frustration, even anger, among the rank and file with the way government has been functioning. And again, was a big reason why they said, let's give Donald Trump a chance. He's definitely from the outside, definitely got a new way of looking at things. So, and as much as sometimes I scratch my head and say, why did he do that? You know, some of his tweets and some of what he said, but on the big picture, I think he and his administration are doing some really very good and courageous things that will benefit the country in the long run.
Well, he's definitely driving, you know, the headlines. There's no doubt about it. And I, like you, sometimes I go, you know, you need focus. Can you have some focus for a while? You know, you got a good run going on. The economy is looking up. Jobs are increasing. The stock market's going absolutely bonkers. And you've got a lot going in your favor.
Yeah, don't forget what we've done with ISIS on his brief watch already. You know, the world is a whole lot better off if ISIS can be defeated. And he's gone a long ways in doing that.
And what I like, Bob, is that the Obama administration is trying to claim some sort of credit for it.
Oh, yeah. Give me a break. Give me a break. The reason that there even is an ISIS and a spread of radical Islamic terror is because the Obama administration and Barack Obama specifically created a vacuum, and the bad guys were all too willing to fill it.
And without a doubt. Bob, the president's looking at tax reform. This is absolutely critical. Does it get done before the end of the year?
I hope and pray so. I mean, I wish I had the crystal ball that could tell you for sure, but I think so. I believe that certainly in the House side, they'll get it passed in pretty short order. I think the Senate, after the several failures that they've had notably this year, I think they understand the importance of getting this big win on the board. This needs to get done. It needs to get done well.
Right.
And I think the end of the year would be the...
if they don't have some sense of urgency and focus on that, Bob, I mean, we're talking 2018 problems for the GOP if that doesn't happen. It's coming down to that. 18 minutes before the top of the hour, Bob Oupre, more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, DC. There's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, lest we forget, we're pounding away on it. You got to remember, that is the basis of everything. America is our U.S. Constitution. Welcome back. 14 before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. The former congressman out of Colorado, the one, the only, Bob Beaupre is with us. Robert, we got news this morning that, as expected, Manafort turned himself into the FBI after the multi-millions of dollars that is spent so far on this special counsel by Bob Mueller and company. And Manafort and a former business partner were the first to be indicted, I guess.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a huge surprise to anybody that's been following the story for a month or more. It's been predicted that that Mueller would probably file some sort of charges against Manafort. What I'm hearing, I expect you're hearing the same thing early this morning, it's hard to make a connection between the charges and the Trump campaign. We'll see what exactly all of it means, but it sounds like it's more related to some of business dealings and lobbying activities that Manafort and Gates were involved in the Ukraine prior to any involvement with Trump. But, Mueller can't go on this long without going after somebody. And again, I think most everybody thought Manafort was going to be the target. The two things really frustrate me a lot about all this. The leaks that came out ahead of time, I mean, that's just not unethical or a little slimy. It's illegal.
Yes.
And if Mueller,
but nobody's going to jail on this, and you have the former FBI director admitting as much, in terms of that's how we got Mueller anyway, is that he leaked it purposely, and it's like, yeah. Okay, well, how does that happen? And he's still running around scot-free.
Yeah, Yeah, you or I, we violate the speed limit, we get busted. these guys, it just seems like everybody winks and nods and goes on. And the other thing that I guess we'll see how it plays out, but the other thing that's really got the hair on the back of my neck standing up is this whole connection between the Clinton campaign and the DNC and this dossier.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
My goodness. They swore that they had nothing to do with it. And now we find out not only did they have a little to do with it, they spent millions of dollars to create it and then foist it on a very willing media. But then the big connection was the FBI. I mean, did the Obama FBI, Comey's FBI, really pick this up and rely on it for perhaps wiretaps on some of these Trump-connected individuals? I mean,
well, that's the big question, right? And of course, let's go back.
Nuclear all the time.
And we still don't know. All this stuff started with a Republican. I don't know. Some of us have suggested John McCain, because John McCain was the one that turned it over to Barack Obama. Said, "Hey, you better look into this, right?"
Yeah, I mean, it's just we'll see where the worm turns, but I don't know. It's really ugly stuff. And wouldn't it be nice? I don't know. Maybe I'm too much of a Pollyanna, but wouldn't it be nice if we could actually deal with the stuff that would make a difference for the vast majority of Americans that have been sitting back and waiting for a decade or more for something that resembles sane, responsible, common sense kind of government?
Well, you know, you're exactly right, Bob, and I'm right with you. I'm very optimistic. My father always called me the ultimate optimist. And I think that we're starting to look at it, and we can be thankful for Donald Trump, because with him being the outsider and just being a businessman, looking at this, you know, from a business standpoint, and this is what the American people thought. Well, if we get a businessman in here, they're going to be able to look at it. But if you remember that look on Donald Trump's face after the first week that he came out of the Oval Office, I think he was out in the Rose Garden, and he said, "How's it going?" He had this God-fearing look on his face. He goes, "This is a mess." He goes, I mean, really a mess, you know, and because here you got at one point, the team gets together and they realize, Bob, they got 17 agencies that nobody's accountable. They're all doing their own thing, you know, and you talk about the waste and fraud, and even Tom Coburn, the last waste book that he published, he cited $450 billion with a B in overlapping fraud and waste, and that was top of the surface stuff. He says, "I can't even tell you what's below the line here. It is so bad." But this is our government. This is what we're paying for.
Well, that's a half. We were talking about a $4 trillion budget. Mm-hmm. Right there is almost a half a trillion dollars of low hanging fruit.
Exactly. Exactly.
It drives normal people mad.
Well, but here we go. You know, we keep, adding to this monstrosity, and it's going to take much more than Donald Trump. And it takes Donald Trump, getting some momentum on his side, but we need, reinforcements here to support the cause and to have people within his inner circle that have the intestinal fortitude to weather this out, Bob. They've got to go head to head with these people and these other politicos who are more concerned about the cocktail parties and, you know, being part of the in crowd. Those are the ones that's all part of the swamp stuff that just keeps reproducing itself, isn't it?
It is. And in reality, Bill, I don't know that we're going to get it all done.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And we're certainly not going to get it done in 4 years or maybe even eight. And that's why another piece of the puzzle is going to be the importance of the people. Again, as you said earlier,
right?
If we're going to, as Ben Franklin admonished us, if you're going to be able to keep this republic, save this republic, what he meant was it's going to take an enlightened, an educated, an involved, and engaged citizenry. And I think part of the reason that we've had this rise of the establishment in both parties, this ruling class, is because for a good long while, the people weren't as engaged in their government as they ought to be. And so folks got pretty fat and pretty comfortable and pretty overbearing, and it's time people take it back.
Yeah, without a doubt, it's a government of, for, by, we the people, not the elites. And, you know, I see more and more, and I'm encouraged by this, Robert, is that people are starting to take it back and realizing there needs to be some responsibility. I mean, even to the point that College of the Ozarks, I don't know if you saw this last week or not, but a real simple thing, and that is that they, the president of the college said everybody is going to take a class. It's going to be mandatory. For them to take a class on military awareness, understanding what the military go through. And well, good for you, because, you know, part of the problem we have today is that 1%, roughly, only 1% of we the people participates in the military. Well, they don't understand. They don't understand flag. They don't understand order. And they don't understand the code that, you know, when you talk certain military things to some of us who have been in the military, it's indigenous to us. It flows. But for people that have never been in the military, not to make you less than, it's just say you don't have the experience to understand when it's about life and death and the code. And when somebody says to you, that you knew, you know, he knew what he signed up for. You know, anybody that's in the military, we know what we signed up for.
Well, you're spot on. You know, whether it's studying the military, whether it's basic courses in American civics.
Yes.
We lost touch with that. I remember in a long time ago when I was in high school, but I took an American history course. Mm. And at one point, the teacher was explaining the national debt to us, and he actually said, "Forget about this growing national debt. It's no big deal. What's the problem if you owe yourselves money?" And you know, we're a bunch of impressionable young kids. Thankfully, I had a good enough foundation from my parents that I thought something's wrong with that.
Yeah, that just doesn't add up. Yeah,
but most people are sitting there listening to the teacher. Mm-hmm. And most of those kids, those impressionable kids, were, well, that must be right. So what's the big deal with the national debt? We'll just put that one off to the side.
Exactly.
People don't have the foundation to really what Franklin told us, save this mm-hmm. republic. We need to get back there. And I do see some encouraging signs. You're absolutely mm-hmm. correct.
Well, they need to reconnect with history and understand. I mean, if you abandon history and foundation of your education comes out of the faculty lounge and the room of the theoretical, you get Barack Obama for two administrations and 8 years, and we look back on that, and I'm hard pressed to find any success, because even from the initial thing, you know, when I talk to most people, one of the first things they'll say to me is that I voted for him because I had hoped he would have done something about race relations, and he exacerbated the problem more than helping it.
He did. He did. I hear some of his fans talk about what a great president he was, but really, what is his legacy? Obamacare mm-hmm. signature legislative achievement obviously is a big failure. And internationally, I think this is the real pox on his house. There is no doubt that America is weaker. The world is much more dangerous. We abdicated our position as the world superpower and defender of freedom.
Exactly.
And it begs a whole lot of things to accept that somehow is an achievement.
Yes.
Weakening of America? No.
Well, what was so glaring in contrast is when you had 50 Muslim leaders excited that Donald Trump was in the White House, you know, the media wasn't about to report on that, but there is a lot to be said about that, Bob Boupre, I'll tell you.
How about that?
Exactly. Bob Boupre, former congressman out of Colorado, has been with us. Robert, as always, you know, keep them roaming, buddy, okay?
Thank you, my friend.
You got to have a good one. A couple of minutes before the top of the hour right now, America.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal
personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.